join me in the call to worship. We are gathered in the presence of God, who asks us to choose between life and death, between blessing and curse. Like them, we often follow the ways of death. By our presence here, we are saying that we choose life. Tonight, we're going to let the scripture tell the holy story of this evening using the gospel from Luke. So our first passage comes from chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. And 7 through 13. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray Jesus to them. They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. Then came the day of the unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, that we may eat it." They asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for it?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I might eat my Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there." So they went and found everything as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. I invite you all to this table, for this table is open for all of you. Come to this sacred table, not because you must, but because you may. Come because you, not because you need to be fulfilled, but because in your emptiness you stand in need of God's mercy and assurance. Come not to express an opinion, but to see a presence and to pray for a spirit. Come to this table, brothers and sisters, my friends in Christ, just as you are, exactly who you are. Partake of this. It is spread here for you and for me that we might know God as God comes to us to share in our life as God has invited us to join God's people in this new age. Will you pray with me? Holy God, on this night, we unite in this covenant of faith, recalling Christ's last meal he shared with his disciples. We ask for your Holy Spirit on this bread and juice. Be present with us as we share this meal and throughout all of our lives, that we may know you as the Holy One who lives forever. Amen. Continue to pray with me now the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we remember this night, right? This very night where Jesus was with his most trusted friends, his disciples in that upper room. They were gathered around a table, and as our scripture just said, the hands of someone on that table, Jesus knew would betray him within the next day. There was so much common experience around that table. They had shared experiences and conversations that no one else had. There was so much love around that table and respect. And yet that one person put his feet under the table and his hands on the table and decided to share in that meal. And Jesus, knowing that, still invited everyone to come to that table. So this table is set for everyone. And on that very night, when Jesus was with his friends, and of course that one that would betray him, he took the bread and he broke it, offering some for each of you, enough for all of us. And he said, when you gather together, even when I'm not here, I want you to break bread and eat it and remember me. And he did the same thing with the cup. He poured the cup and he took a drink and he shared it with his friends. And he said, this is the blood, right, that is poured out for you. When you drink this, remember me. So as we gather here, our bread is broken and our wine is poured. And then I invite you to go ahead and share this meal with me. Sadly, it's a wafer and a little juice cup, because we're being COVID cautious, which is a good thing. I wish, and maybe by next year, we can all gather around this table together again, and that will really be a reason to celebrate. But take your wafer and take your juice. Be reminded that God is with you. This is God's gift to you, and be blessed. Let us pray. Oh God, by coming to your table, we receive more gifts than we deserve. We give thanks for Jesus Christ, through whom we receive life and in whom we are bound in covenant. Renew us so we may be willing servants of Jesus Christ. Amen. A dispute also arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. But Jesus said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Thank you.
Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When they reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, Jesus prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of their grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial." While Jesus was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with a sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then they seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house.